You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
It's so awesome to be able to share a message of hope on Resurrection Sunday. It's such a blessing to be with you at the moment. You know, my name's Lee Eden. I'm one of the pastors here at Gateway for those who are tuning in for the first time. I'm believing for each and every single person today. But if you're tuning in for the first time, I'm doubly believing this for you this morning, that I'm believing that you'll have questions answered. I'm believing that you'll find the freedom that you've been seeking for. I'm believing that you find freedom and joy and peace. Everything you've been searching for, my prayer for you today is that you'll find it. If you know Jesus today, this message is for you. If you don't know Jesus today, this message is for you. I just want to encourage you with this. Give me 20 minutes of your Easter Sunday and I'll show you God's heart and God's plan that He has for you. That's my promise to you today. I will show you God's heart and God's plan for you today. Now, on Good Friday, for those of you who were able to join us for Good Friday, we talked about the fact and we established the fact that God is a good God who loves us so deeply that He sent a unique gift, being Jesus, for each and every single one of us. I just want to encourage you with this passage of Scripture, John 3:16. We shared this on Friday. "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave His one and only unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in Him will never perish but experience everlasting life." That's God's promise to each and every single one of us if we believe in Jesus. This undeserved, unmerited gift of grace and favor because of Jesus. And I'll start with saying this today for you at home right now. You are loved. That passage of Scripture there says, "For this is how much God loved the world." You are loved. That's the first thing that I'll say to you today. Now, our message for everybody, including you this Easter weekend, is that God's grace is for you and God's grace is for all. He is 100% inclusive. All humanity, it's for every single one of us. His love and His grace is for us. It's a message of love for you from Jesus. The cross on Friday, the grave on the weekend, the resurrection on Sunday. It's for all humanity to have the opportunity to have relationship with God restored. This is the good news for every single one of us today. And what I love about God is God doesn't stop there. He could have stopped at sending Jesus to show us the way of love and then led Him to the cross that He could take the sin for each and every single one of us to restore our relationship. But no, that's not enough for God. God loves His created so deeply and so fervently. The extra mile is God's way. It's what He does. And the extra mile for each and every single one of you today is you are His. He loved you so much that He sent Jesus and made you His. And so I'll prove that to you today out of the Scriptures. 1 John 3:1 says this: "The Father has loved us so much." This shows how much He loved us. We are called children of God. And we really are His children. But the people in the world don't understand that we're God's children because they have not known Him. And let me say right now is they have not known Him yet. You may not know Him yet, but my prayer for you today is that you'll get to know who God is through the Scriptures today. This beautiful and perfect picture is God's heart for each and every single one of us. He makes us His. He makes us His children. The closest that you can be to a creator is to be made the fruit of the creator. in the natural, the only reason that you can identify as a daughter or a son of your earthly father is that they were part of creating you. But today, hear this. The creator of the world, through his son Jesus, has redeemed and restored anyone to the stature of child of God. All you need to do is be willing to confess your faith and belief that God raised Jesus on the third day, and he then identifies you as child of God. You become his. I'll say it one more time today. God's grace is for you. God's grace is for you. God's grace is for all. To put it simply, let's look at this passage in Ephesians 1 verse 7. It says this, "In Christ we are made free by his blood sacrifice. We have forgiveness of sins because of God's rich grace." When we say that God's grace is for you, God's grace is for all, it's not just a catchphrase, it's biblical scriptures. We're made free by Jesus going to the cross. And we have forgiveness of our sins because of God's rich grace. It's for every single person who accepts Jesus as Savior. Our freedom and our forgiveness from sin is because of God's grace. So I started with you are loved, and then I said that you're his. I want to encourage you with this today. You are worthy. Because of Jesus going to the cross, you can be found worthy. That may be something that maybe no one's ever said to you before, but you are found worthy when you accept Jesus. In Zephaniah 3:17, this is what it says. "The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them." Isn't that beautiful? "He will exult over you with singing." So when you find faith and forgiveness in Jesus, God doesn't see your sin or recall them anymore. He doesn't even remember them. He only sees someone who was worthy, loved as his child. That's all he sees because of the cross and the resurrection. No mention of your past, no recollection of your worst days. When you respond to Jesus, all he declares over you is joy. And the fourth thing that you are privileged to receive when you accept Jesus, this, and it is a beautiful privilege to receive when you receive Jesus, is this purpose for your life. You receive purpose. You know, according to Jeremiah, you have purpose. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says it like this, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." He has plans for each and every single one of us. Where you're sitting today in your lounge room or in your car or wherever you are right now, he has plans for you. He has purpose for you. He has hope for you. He has freedom for you. All those things that have clouded your mind and robbed you of your confidence and brought confusion, he wants to bring peace and clarity. He has plans and purpose for you. He doesn't want you to contend with those things forever and a day. He has freedom from those things for you. See, again, taking a step further, as only God can do, not only does he have plans for your life, but he calls you what most of us would never dare to call ourselves. Ephesians 2 verse 10 puts it like this, "For we are God's masterpiece." Maybe you would never dare call yourself that. But he creates you as a masterpiece when you accept Jesus. When you accept him as Savior, when you say, I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that God raised you on the third day. He creates you new as a masterpiece, a perfection that he's created you in. And it goes on to say this, he has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. If he has good things planned for each and every single one of us, and he planned them well before we were born, that means that he has purpose for you. He has a plan for you. He wants you to fulfill everything that he's called you to fulfill on planet Earth. In your workplace, family members, in community, in caring for those around you, in showing kindness and love, he has a plan and purpose for you to fulfill. So in John 3:16, we see that you're loved. In 1 John 3:1, you see that you're his. In Zephaniah 3:17, you see that you're worthy. In Jeremiah 29:11 and Ephesians 2:10, you see that you're purposed, you have a plan. And all of this can be perfectly summed up as the most perfect gift ever. And the most perfect gift ever is Jesus. In Ephesians 2:8-9, this is what it says about Jesus. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation. For it was the gracious gift from God that brought us into Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. Don't you love that? Look, right where you're sitting right now, just take a moment to ponder and think about that. It's only through this wonderful grace that God sent us, Jesus. Nothing we could ever do could earn our salvation. Maybe you've been told that you have to work hard to earn salvation. Maybe you're told that you have to do a whole list of other things to earn salvation. I'm telling you today, let me bust that myth and bust that lie for you. That is not true. The Bible states clearly the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ, and it's the gift that God sent us. Everything else you've been told, that doesn't line up with the scriptures that I read in my Bible. The only way to salvation is through Jesus, and he offers it freely. There's not a list that you have to tick off. You don't have to say, yeah, I've done that. Maybe now I can feel acceptance. No, That's not what the cross, the grave, and the resurrection are about at all. The cross, the grave, and the resurrection are stepping into freedom and eternal life because Jesus took it all on the cross. Jesus took it all on the cross. And so today we celebrate this wonderful grace. It's not that we've done anything or we could do anything to earn this forgiveness. It's purely and truly this gracious gift, this unmerited, undeserved favor that's found in Jesus. In Luke 23, and we join this story of Jesus on the cross with two other criminals who have been put on a cross on either side of him. And this is a story of encouragement for every single one of us today. It says in Luke 23, verse 39 through to 43, one of the criminals joined in the cruel talk. Everyone was taunting Jesus and saying this and that. And this criminal says this, cynical criminal, you're supposed to be the anointed one, right? Well, do it. Rescue yourself and us. But the other criminal told him to be quiet. Believing criminal, don't you have any fear of God at all? You're getting the same death sentence he is. We're getting what we deserve since we've committed crimes. But this man hasn't done anything wrong at all. And the believing criminal turns to Jesus. And turning to Jesus, he says this, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. And Jesus' response in verse 43, and this is a response for each and every single one of us who turn to Jesus today. I promise you that this very day you'll be with me in paradise. Not only does he say that he's going to remember him, he brings him into eternity. He brings him into eternal paradise with Jesus. You may feel like you're on the outside, just as the team come this morning. You may feel like you're on the outside. You may feel like you're watching life, and you may feel like you're seeing other people go ahead with plans and go ahead with purpose. Maybe you're feeling like life has trapped you in a series of wrongdoings, trapped you in feelings of doubt and no confidence, and you feel like you're at the mercy of all the consequences that you have because of choices. Well, today, it's your opportunity to find yourself in a place not to reject Jesus, not to reject him cynically, but to open your heart and ask him to enter his kingdom with him, free from your past and stepping into the plans and purposes that God has for your life. See, this is your moment to acknowledge that where you are right now, that God has destined you to be found. God has destined you to be found. To be found loved. To be found His. To be found worthy. And to be found purposed with a plan for your life. One more time today, God's grace is for you. God's grace is for you. It's for you to step into a relationship and eternal life with Jesus. You know, Romans 10 verse 9 says it like this. This brings everything together this morning. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You know, for those of you who are watching at home right now and you know Jesus, You've done this. You've declared with your mouth and you believed in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. The reason that today is so worth celebrating for you right now is you already have eternal life. You have forgiveness of sin. You are now living in freedom. You now have in your life, you are loved. You're His. You're worthy. And you've got purpose because of Jesus. And for those of you today who are watching who don't know Jesus yet, this is a great day to celebrate for you because this is your moment to receive Jesus. This is your moment to be found loved. This is your moment to be His. This is your moment to be found worthy. This is your moment to step into the purposes and plans that God has for your life. This is your moment to accept forgiveness and step into freedom, to become a new creation. No one is a son and a daughter of God. So just as we come into this moment, if you don't know him personally, I want to encourage you today that God's Spirit is here right now. I asked you for 20 minutes of your time today, and this is it. This is the crux of my 20 minutes. If you don't know Jesus personally, I want to give you the opportunity to come to know him. I want to give you the opportunity to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead on this Resurrection Sunday. So just as we're in this moment right now, just maybe if we could close our eyes for a moment, this is your moment to focus in on God speaking to you right now. This is your moment to respond to God's love for you. If that's you today, I'm going to ask you in a moment to pray this prayer. And right now in homes all across Geelong, Victoria, all around Australia, people tuning in from Singapore this morning, this is your moment to pray this prayer with us. For these people who are praying this prayer for the first time, or maybe they know that they need to pray it again, I want you to join in and pray this prayer powerfully with me. This is your moment to confess and believe in Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, this beautiful gift. And this morning, God, I accept this beautiful gift, Jesus. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and you raised him from the dead. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of all my sins. I surrender my life to you. From this day on, I choose to follow Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. I'm so glad that you prayed that prayer with me this morning. Now, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, can I encourage you? Go to gc.org.au/first steps. The information will be on the screen for you. And I just want to, if you're watching on Facebook or watching on our website, just in the chat box where I decided to follow Jesus, get in contact with us through messages, through Facebook, or go to the web address that you can see on the screen. I just want you to understand that now you've made a decision to follow Jesus. This is your first step. What do you do next? We want you to learn how to follow Jesus well. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be supported. However you made the decision to follow Jesus today, we just want to support you. If you're in the greater Geelong area, get in contact with us because we want to encourage you to be part of the local church. If you're living outside of the greater Geelong area, please get in contact with us because we want to connect you with a life-giving church. We want you to be part of a local church community where you go on in your relationship with Jesus.